Officials say the death toll from a massive explosion in Beirut, Lebanon, is now more than 100, with another 4,000 people hurt and 300,000 people made homeless. The damage is devastating and widespread. Correspondent Jemana Karaja reports residents are stunned.
This is a city that has seen civil war, wars across over the years, terror attacks, but it has seen nothing like this. By all accounts, this was a catastrophic blast. Entire neighborhoods that have been decimated by this blast. According to health officials there, at least 100 people so far have been confirmed, killed, more than 4,000 others injured.
The blast is suspected to have begun after a fire at a massive explosives depot. Those responsible for securing that depot have now been placed under house arrest, pending the outcome of an investigation. At least six are reported killed from that big storm that ran up the East Coast yesterday. For many, the hurricane-turned-tropical storm was surprisingly powerful.
I'd say it lasted probably about 20 minutes, but it was the longest, scariest 20 minutes I ever been in.
By the time we made it in the bathtub and I put my body over hers, that's when it hit. It's hard, but one day at a time.
The first FBS school has canceled its football season.
Officials with UConn's athletic department say that after receiving guidance from state and public health officials and consulting with football student athletes, they've decided the school won't compete on the gridiron this season. The players themselves support the decision and believe they haven't had optimal time to train mentally and physically to be prepared for the season. Under current conditions, the athletes say they'd rather preserve their year of eligibility. I'm Clayton Neville.
The Dow is up 318. I'm Mike Watts.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is asking you to help provide food to those in need during these trying times. The annual Aim to Help Hunger food drive is Saturday, August 15th from 8 a.m. till noon. Bring whatever you can from your freezer, pantry, or grocery store. All who donate will receive a free Sprague's Indoor Range Pass and a chance to win one of four $100 Sprague's Truck Mates gift cards. You need not be present to win. All donations benefit the Yuma Community Food Bank and Crossroads Mission. Together, we can make a difference.
My name is John Gleason. I'm a retired career naval officer, and I live here in Yuma, Arizona. Like a lot of veterans, I have some medical conditions that put me at a greater risk of coronavirus. I'm being careful about washing my hands, wearing my mask when I go out, and the social distancing.
We're in a public health crisis, and people with pre-existing conditions like John are most at risk. But Donald Trump is still trying to let insurance companies deny coverage for people like John. Even during the pandemic, Donald Trump would let insurance companies deny people coverage just because they get sick.
I've been a Republican almost all my life, but it's just wrong for Donald Trump to take away health care for people with pre-existing conditions. We can't afford four more years of Donald Trump.
Change Now is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Change Now. NickChangeNow.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
PhD. Professional Home Doctor. It's a fact. Pipes burst, faucets leak, water heaters stop working. But it's also a fact that you can turn to PHD to solve these plumbing and restoration problems for you. With PHD, you get skilled technicians, not people who learn while you pay. And since your home doesn't break on a schedule, you can call us anytime, day or night. Call PHD, the professional home doctors, 341-911. One.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny with a high of 110 this afternoon, 77 overnight tonight, south wind at 10, 107 and sunny for tomorrow, 72 tomorrow night, and then mostly sunny and 107 on Friday, 77 Friday night.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Good morning, Yuma. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 KBLU studio. We have Margie Schmigdahl of Schmigdahl & Sons Drywall. Good morning, Margie. And we're on Facebook Live. Good morning. You need to love on the mic a little bit there. Yeah, we're on Facebook Live, sponsored by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. We're having fun this morning. Margie, good morning, and thank you for being a chamber member, and thank you for coming on the show this morning. This is good stuff.
Good morning. Thanks for being there for all of us.
Yeah, so you've been a member five, 6 months or so?
About
half a year.
Yeah, about that.
So, and you're fairly new in business in Yuma?
We are. We started in February.
Okay.
Right when all this craziness happened.
So, what was your first aha moment in business here in Yuma? Was there one job, a phone call, something? The aha says, I'm glad I'm doing this. This is exactly why I want to do this. This is one of those turning points in your mind that said, this is what we're supposed to be doing.
I think it was probably the first time a client paid us. when we first moved over here, we had been in business in San Diego.
Okay.
And so we closed the business in San Diego and we moved over to Yuma 2 years ago. And Dave went to work for a local general contractor, wonderful company. He worked for them. And then when we decided to go into business, it was like, are we going to be able to stay busy? Are we going to get work? And right when we opened the doors, the phone started ringing. So it was a good thing. We feel like we've been totally, totally blessed.
That's wonderful to hear. It is. And Yuma is a great place. We do welcome people. We appreciate that you experience the American way. This is the entrepreneurial spirit that we really, really enjoy and engage in and celebrate. So congratulations. And you got paid. That's wonderful.
Yeah. We haven't had any problems getting paid, so it's been awesome.
Why choose Schmigdahl & Sons Drywall over somebody else? What's the pluses for your company over somebody else? Why choose you?
I think because we care about our clients and we care about the work we do. And if you're not satisfied, we're not satisfied. We work really hard. Dave specializes in texturing. We show up when we say we're going to show up. I wouldn't say that other people don't. I would just say that we 100%, Dave loves what he does. He's an artist at drywall. It's just what he loves to do.
What's the art? There's an art when you lay the drywall, especially the ceiling, and you're trying to smooth it out. There's an art to it. I tried. Lord knows I tried.
And that's it. I mean, you have a touch with your hands that, like, if I try to paint a Picasso, it looks like a kindergarten child did it. If I try to do drywall, looks about the same. So when Dave comes in and you have a patch or a water leak or something and there's just a small section that needs to be fixed, when he walks away, you can't tell where that patch was. And I think we've all experienced times where we've walked in and seen drywall patches on the wall. You don't get that with Dave.
The drywall in the carport separated. A variety of earthquakes, a bunch of things happened. So there was quite a gap. So I tried to fix it myself.
Yeah.
You know that kindergarten? Forget. Guilty.
Absolutely.
I can do this. I mean, you mud it, and you sand it, and you go, no. It looked like the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
Yeah. And the more detail, I mean, and it's, as I say detail, I'm saying that the more detail that's on your wall, the more it shows. Like if your wall's totally smooth, you can probably make it look totally smooth. But anytime there's texture or something that someone else has done and you have to come in and try to match that, that's where the artist comes in.
And new construction is more smooth, less textured. Is that where we're heading?
The newer style is not smooth because hospitals require smooth wall, which is extremely difficult to it seems like it would be easy, but a smooth wall like in the hospitals and different places because of sanitary purposes, they're doing smooth walls a lot of extra work. But in a home, the knockdown lighter textures used to be real heavy and they'd spray the popcorn on the ceiling and they got away from that. I remember when my dad did drywall, because my dad was a drywall contractor, they used to spray glitter on the ceiling. You know, they put on the acoustic and then they spray the glitter all over the place.
Very 70s.
Yeah, yeah. So we're away from all that.
I didn't knock down my popcorn ceiling. I just took the shop vac and just raked it really, really, really hard. They got the dust and dirt off of it, but it kind of cut it down a little bit.
Yeah.
But to take that stuff off is just a mess.
Yeah, and we do that.
Do you really?
Yeah.
God love you.
We do acoustic removal. So it is a mess. And we do the best to make sure we protect everything with plastic. But anytime you do drywall, you get drywall dust.
Did some of that popcorn ceiling have asbestos in it? There were rumors years ago that the popcorn ceiling did have asbestos.
Pre-73, it did have asbestos in it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Now, it's not, when you go to remove it, it can be an issue. But it's not, like if it's just on your ceiling in your house, it's not dangerous until you actually start disturbing it. That they say that it can cause, because it's not the asbestos, it's the asbestos dust. So having the popcorn ceilings in your house doesn't mean you're being exposed to asbestos.
But if it's pre-73 and I want it removed, I should hire a professional.
Yeah.
A pre-73, if I want to get rid of it, I should hire a professional.
But then you're talking about like asbestos abatement, which we don't do asbestos.
Okay. But if I want to call you guys to help me out, what's the phone number for Schmigdahl & Sons Drywall? What's the phone number, please?
It's 928-247-5183. And the other thing I can say about, like, if you have a water flood or damage, you know, water damage or something where you just need repairs done, we don't just come in and do the drywall mud. We also will paint it, match the paint that's there. So when we walk away, your patch is done.
The ability to match paint for me is such a mind blower. You can take a chip smaller than your fingernail to Lowe's, their great chamber member,
right,
and they'll match it with a micron.
Yeah.
That to me is like Buck Rogers super scientific
stuff. Well, it's that crazy thing where we say, you know, computers, we can't live with them and can't live without them, because technology has come so far that, you're right, we can take paint in and match it. There's things that we can do on computers that we couldn't do previously.
And you don't need much of a chip to make the match. That, to me, is just the mind-blowing part, because I don't understand technology, obviously, but to have Lowe's do that for me, and I'm pretty sure Southwest Lumber will do the same thing, but to have that kind of technology at our fingertips.
Yeah, and that's exactly what Dave does. When he comes in to do your patch or whatever, he'll take that sample. Go get it matched. Come back, paint your patch to match, you know, and
very cool.
You're done. You walk away, and you don't have to have a painter come in and a drywaller come in.
I want to talk about family and your thoughts of moving to Yuma after years in San Diego after the break, if that's okay.
Uh-huh.
You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
KVLU News Talk 560 is in search of motivated individuals to join its radio and digital marketing team in the greater Yuma area. The ideal candidate will have an interest in helping our business customers succeed, have the desire to be successful, the curiosity to find out more, computer skills, problem solving, creativity, and dedication are all required. Sound like a fit for you? Apply online by sending your resume to hiremenow at edbroadcasters.com or go to our website, edbroadcasters.com, and click on Careers. El Dorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
In this coronavirus crisis, leadership matters. Thanks to quick action from Senator Martha McSally, Arizona is getting what we need to fight this pandemic, securing millions of dollars for hospitals to save lives and helping small businesses save more than 1 million jobs so families can make ends meet. Senator McSally.
I'm doing everything I can in this unprecedented time to help Arizonans in order to get the relief that they need to get through this.
Now, as co-sponsor of S-4117, Senator McSally is working to get more relief to Arizona small businesses. McSally's bill, S-4117, will cut government red tape and make it easier for businesses to focus on what's important, keeping their doors open and meeting payroll. Call Senator Martha McSally at 602-952-2410 and tell her to keep working to pass S-4117, cutting red tape to help small businesses and save Arizona jobs. Paid for by One Nation, OneNationAmerica.org.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU in studio. Margie Smidgall of Smidgall and Sons Drywall. Good morning, Margie.
Good morning.
And we're on Facebook Live, sponsored by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. Good morning, Facebook Live people. How are we doing? I want to take a second to talk about the census. We thought we had until October 31st. There's no deal in Congress, so the new deadline for Census 2020 is September the 30th. We're going to have a business challenge day, employee counts. We're going to have a whole bunch of folks on August 17th get out there and get employees to fill out the census. Here's where we stand statistically. State of Arizona, filling out the census compliance, 59.4%. Yuma County, 44.1%. City of Yuma, 51.8%. San Luis, 35.3%. Welton, 33.6%. And Somerton, 28.9%. We know in 1790... they thought we wanted to count people, so congressional districts were even well-represented. We know statistically Arizona should pick up a seat and California should lose a seat, but the census will bear that out. But there's also over $1 trillion of federal funds waiting to be had by cities and counties and municipalities when the census bears out the right information. So it's schools, it's roads, it's hospitals, it's everything. So it's really, really important. We got to make this important for Mr. and Mrs. Smith, for everybody to understand this does affect you directly. Please, please, please go to mycensus2020.gov and fill it out, please. It would be great. Anyway, let me get back to Margie. So you said that your father was a drywaller?
Yes.
Okay. And your husband?
Yes.
So it's been your life, basically.
Well, construction has been my life, yeah.
Okay.
Because my father was a drywall contractor, and my stepdad was a master craftsman carpenter. So so construction's always been in our family. My brother's a general contractor in San Diego. So we're We're a construction family for sure.
So you walk into a building and you can tell this one's done right, this one's not done so.
I can tell you how. I can't even tell you how many times I've sat with Dave at dinner and said, "Stop looking at the drywall. We're here for dinner."
But you're going to do that.
Yeah. Or the colors of paint. Or yeah, we.
It's your life. It's what you do.
Yeah.
But you're surrounded by it. I'll bet you could throw some drywall yourself. I'm sure you have in your past.
I've been on jobs. There were times because we had the business in San Diego that the hangers didn't show up, and Dave and I have, you know, thrown drywall on the walls. Or not so much. I'm more the office girl, you know, marketing, that kind of stuff.
But I think that's what small business does. Small business has to pivot. There's no big teams. There's no corporate office to lean on. The best place to find a helping hand is at the end of your own arm. That's where you find a helping hand.
Exactly.
And you do what you got to do.
And Dave's not allowed to be sick.
No.
No calling in sick because you don't feel good that day.
No. And we were talking before the show, too, about what COVID has done to businesses and you know, what resources they have. And for very, very, very small businesses like yourself, you got shut out of some PPP stuff and you got shut out of some opportunities. And that's just not right. Part of the new CARES package is good. Part of it is not. We just can't pay people to stay home. But in your business, you need a leg up, not a handout.
Exactly.
Just to help out. The business has been good for you guys.
And that's what I had said. We've totally been blessed, and we just now are starting to slow down. We've had people ask us, you know, to make sure we wear our masks or, you know, what we're doing. And we comply with all of that. But you're right. As a small business, we've been really blessed that things haven't slowed down. But it seems like since this new turn where they're saying that we've been hit a little bit harder in our area with COVID than we were at the beginning, it seems like things have started to slow down a little bit.
Yeah, and part of that's back to school, too. The phenomenon in Yuma, there's something that happens mid-July to mid-August, the back to school, the sneak in one last vacation, that's worried about back to school stuff, and everything else seems to stop.
Right, and being a new business, that's something that we just have just learned, so that we're still every day learning new stuff
It's very cyclical.
Yeah.
It truly is. You say you learn stuff. What's one of the things you've learned since opening business here in Yuma?
I think probably two things. One was that we do want to stay a small family business, and we do want to spend more time marketing to homeowners and repairing patches and doing that kind of stuff, because we're not in a position, you know, kind of, I'm going to say at our age, that we don't want to go back into doing big giant remodels and commercial buildings. And, you know, unless you need a patch in a commercial building, then we're happy to show up. But we've decided that we do want to kind of stay small and be able to care about our clients and care about the work that's being done. And by having Dave go out and do the work, we know that the work is going to be done properly. We don't have the issues with someone that doesn't feel good that day and doesn't want to show up or do the job the way that we want to have the job.
There are benefits to, you know, micro small businesses that way. Over 65% of chamber membership are businesses with 10 employees or less.
Yes.
So we really respect and are proud and care deeply about those people who put it on the line every single day, like you do, and the phone doesn't ring, maybe you don't eat. So you have a lot of skin in the game.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what do you do best? You have a variety of things that you do. What do you think you guys do best?
Honestly, I think that it's what we talked about. I think that Dave is a specialist at patching and matching texture and walking away, making your job look like he wasn't there. We make sure we clean up. We make sure that, you know, that the person that we're working for is happy when we walk away. So I really do believe that Dave is a master at matching texture.
Is he kind of picky?
Extremely. Extremely. But I'm like the cobbler's wife, you know. I don't got new shoes. He's so busy at work and doing it at work that he comes home and he's like, I'm done. And especially right now, one of the things you said, what have I learned, is it's hot here. When I first moved here, I was like, oh, I love the heat. Now I'm like, you know, and we're just getting into the heat season.
August, and those of us who've been here a long time, August seems to last 6 months because, again, we're so anxious for the winter visitors to come back. A dove season starts September 1st, and that's the turn that says we made another summer. So if you can get through August, it'd be like my first summer in Arizona, 1993 in Tucson from Huntington Beach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The same act. Whoa. But once you've done one, it's a slam dunk after that. You'll get used to it.
And the first year that we moved here, we moved here in June. So we came, you know, right into the middle of it. I was like, don't turn the air conditioner on. You know, it's fine. We'll get through the heat. Now I'm like, turn the air conditioner down. So it definitely is different. But what I've also noticed as far as acclimating is that now I'm putting on a blanket at the house, and when I look at the thermometer, it's like 70 degrees, 77 degrees, and I'm like, how come it's 77 degrees and I'm putting a blanket on?
You've acclimated. you're human.
It's crazy.
You're human.
Yeah.
What about the welcoming that you got to Yuma, the neighbors, the people, the customers? How have you felt about that?
It's been awesome. It's been awesome. Even before we started business, being in a small town, you know, we came from San Diego, so being in a small town, people just are so much nicer and friendlier, and then once we started the business and getting the calls and the reviews, we haven't had customers that were bad. Everybody's just been amazing.
But you were coming to the river every year from San Diego, so you knew some things about Yuma?
Yeah. So Dave's parents, if you're familiar with Smitty's Body Shop.
Oh, yeah.
Dave's grandparents started Smitty's Body Shop in 1950.
Wow.
In the early 1950s. So his family has been here since the 50s. So we have, you know, cousins and different people here. And Jediah Schmidgall that, you know, runs Hans Burgers Refrigeration is our cousin. And, you know, like I said, the owner of Smitty's Body Shop, Rob, he's the cousin.
Nice.
So we've been coming out here, you know, visiting family. Dave's grandparents were here. Going to the river, going to Senator's Wash. So we've been doing that ever since I met him.
So. Nice. Again, call them 928, let me get the number right, 247-5783.
247-5183.
My five and my one came together. Let me fix that, please.
Yeah,
5183. The host always gets it wrong. 247-5183, 247-51. Russ is growling over here at me. Yeah. It happens. 247-5183. What happens when people say, it's just drywall?
Yeah, we hear that all the time. We hear people say, we can do it. And we go, okay, more power to you. You know, it is just drywall. It, just like it's just your car, you know. And if you want to have the guy down the street work on your car, go ahead. If you want to have an expert do it and have it done right, then you call us.
Is there an extra charge for fixing what Mr. Homeowner did? You want to do that, don't you?
No, but we've had that happen. Real quick I'll point out is we also do, because of Dave's artistic ability to match texture, we also do stucco patches, small stucco patches for people. We don't do big stucco work. But if you have like a crack or somewhere where, you know, you've got a little bit of water damage or you put in new windows or something like that, Dave's also really, really good at doing that and matching the colors and the texture on.
That is artistry.
Yeah.
Because that's one I tried myself. It didn't end well.
No, and when you do drywall or drywall mud, you know, your hands get dried out. But there's kind of I want to say like an acid or something in the stucco that actually like eats away at your hands. So when people do it themselves, they don't realize that it really, stucco really is.
Which is why you want to hire a pro. Hire a pro. My home improvement for me, my skill is picking up the phone.
Well, and with that hire a pro thing, and I know this might rub people the wrong way, but
it's okay.
Hire a licensed contractor.
Amen.
It's going to cost you a little bit more, but we're trained. We've taken the test. You have a place to go if there's a problem. And don't give people money up front. It happens all the time. I hear it all the time. Don't give people money up front. You know, there's so many scams out there, and I hate to say it, but in every aspect of the world, there's so many people trying to get your money for nothing. And so if you're going to hire somebody, have a contract. Make sure they're licensed. Check on their license. Make sure they're not asking you for 50% of the money up front. If you pay us at the end of the job, you're satisfied before you pay it.
Correct. And the other thing, too, is mama don't like people messing with the nest. Get someone that, hire someone that you trust and with a good reputation.
Absolutely.
Like Smigdal and Sons Drywall. Again, call them 928-247-5183, 247-5183. I have a new guest at the bottom of the hour. Thanks, Margie. Appreciate you.
Thank you, John.
You bet.
In this coronavirus crisis, leadership matters. Thanks to quick action from Senator Martha McSally, Arizona is getting what we need to fight this pandemic, securing millions of dollars for hospitals to save lives and helping small businesses save more than 1 million jobs so families can make ends meet. Senator McSally.
I'm doing everything I can in this unprecedented time to help Arizonans in order to get the relief that they need to get through this.
Now, as co-sponsor of S-4117, Senator McSally is working to get more relief to Arizona small businesses. McSally's bill, S-4117, will cut government red tape and make it easier for businesses to focus on what's important, keeping their doors open and meeting payroll. Call Senator Martha McSally at 602-952-2410 and tell her to keep working to pass S-4117, cutting red tape to help small businesses and save Arizona jobs. Paid for by One Nation, OneNationAmerica.org.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service, there's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center, and when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals. You can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KVLU studio. New guest, Mike Miller of PhD Plumbing and Restoration. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, John.
And PhD stands for
Professional Home Doctors.
I love it. One quick chamber announcement, please. Oh, also, in your show, Russ, earlier, we talked about the possibility of a candidate form. There'll be an LD 4 and 13 candidate form. I believe it's October the 8th. We'll broadcast that virtually if we have to, but that's going to be on October the 8th. LD 4 and LD 13 candidate form sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce. Anyway, our next Good Morning Yuma is virtual. Thursday, August the 13th at 7 a.m. It's going to be on the Chamber's Facebook page and the Yuma Sun Facebook page, sponsored by Synergy Home Care. They're going to present their very first Yuma County Hero. They're going to do this periodically. I love the concept, the idea. So they're going to have their announcement of their first awardee of the Yuma County Hero program. But the program is going to be a panel of education leaders on reopening, education, guidance, new things happening in the education world, face-to-face learning, some hybrid models. But Dr. Kaur of AWC is going to give us guidance on what they're doing at AWC, U of A, and NAU. Gina Thompson, YUHSD, Lori Doring of Crane, and Jamie Sheldahl of Yuma District 1, all going to give us an idea what's going to happen to pivot to get through this school year. Mike, off the air, we talked about that earlier. Silas has a program. We think her schedule is going to be 3 hours a day.
Yeah, so my wife, Tawny, was telling me that she's going to go to school. If I remember this correctly, it was last night as I was going to sleep, I'm sure. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, and it's going to be 3 hours on each day. So not really sure how that's going to work out. Don't even know the times yet. And if that's completely incorrect, I'm sorry for bad information.
But no, it could very well change, and that's why we're hoping that by Thursday the 13th we'll have new guidance. We have business trying to get the governor to move the opening back from the 17th to the 24th, so we have better scheduling. If you're a business and you got to manage people who have kids in school and manage around those schedules, it's going to be a mess. It's going to be tough. Yeah. It's really going to be tough. So anyway, it's been a while since I've had you in the studio. How are things, Mike?
Oh, it's been great. It's been great. Wear a mask all the time now, which is kind of cool. I think it's a new fashion statement.
Your mask wins the day, by the way, the smiley face.
I try to keep that around all of that. I use that for date night.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. But the mask is awesome.
This is how Tawny wears hers, though.
So for Facebook Live people, it's a smiley face mask, but he says that Tawny wears hers upside down as a major frown. Tawny, he does love you, and Tawny is an exceptional, what a great community contributor. What you and PhD have done with you and your family, how you contribute to this community, it's appreciated. So from all of us, thank you, Mike. And thank you, PhD, and thank you to the Miller family.
Yeah, we appreciate that. And, we work hard at trying to do what we can for the community. We don't do it. We do it because it's fun. That's what we do it for. It's not, don't do it for thank yous or anything like that. And I know that's not what Tawny does it for.
No. But great, profitable businesses are able to contribute. You know, it's hard to get money if you're a nonprofit from a business that's getting ready to go out of business. So you do a great job. You've been in, your techs have been in my home many, 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 many times. Thank you, by the way. Because when someone comes into the home and messes with Mama's Nest, you have to be polite, courteous, clean, all of those things. And every person that you've sent from PhD to my home have been exactly that. So I want to thank you for that personally. It doesn't happen easy. It's not easy. It's not easy to train the guys to do it right, like the way you want to do it every single time.
Yeah.
Your guys have, in my case. They don't know who I am, but they've done it right, so thank you for that.
Good, I appreciate that. It's good to know. Usually you only get the stories where, they were rude and, they didn't take care of that problem correctly. And so it does happen, and I've always said my guys will never always do everything absolutely perfect. But it's how you take care of the problem that makes a difference. And we always strive to make sure that all of our clients are, making them loyal people. So
is there a technique, Mike, to get people to do things the way you want them done or the way your family wants them done or the way you were taught the business from your dad? I mean, is there a technique, a style?
I don't know. I've always tried to be encouraging. And when I come and take a look at something and I don't like it, at that point I say, hey, let's take that out and let's try it this way, and not allowing, when I was younger, I would say, oh, well, that'll work. And then the guys would say, well, that works, so we just do it again that way. And now it's like, you know what, just take it out and put it back in. And it that seems to help the most, is not to compromise. Because when you compromise, then they think that that's the new norm,
It's good enough.
It's good enough. Exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't work. And there's a story behind your phone number. Give me the phone number, please.
928-341-9111.
So I was trying to convince you to change that to say 9111 because it rolls off the tongue better. But you said, no. There's a reason why the numbers are put together. 9111. So the pause after 911, there's a purpose for that.
Yeah.
I'm slow, so but I now get it.
Right.
341-9111.
Yep.
And to get the best. I see your banners all over town. Commercial is up, commercial is down, residential is up, down. What's the mixture today for PhD?
Well, I got my son, and he's Sage. He's doing a lot of my estimating, which is really taking a huge load off of me. And so he's able to put out a lot more. Obviously, the more estimates you throw out there, the more opportunities right. you have to get one. And so he's doing a lot more of the commercial bidding, which when you're trying to run the office, run the field, and do the estimating, you get frustrated with the estimating because that's a potential for not having any income producing, where obviously if you didn't get the job. Whereas that's his main focus, is to be able to do the estimates and get them out to the customers, because That's how you get the job. You know, it seems like what I've found in work, the people who respond are the people who are going to get the job. You can just put a bid out. I mean, I've asked for bids from people, and I've seen some super high bids, and I've had people that have been waiting for a bid, and they're a lower bid. And if you don't ever get the lower bid, you only got the higher bid. So that's the guy who gets the job.
But the lack of response, that is so telling for a company. If I'm asking for a bid and can't get one, that's the death sentence.
Yes.
But a huge trust factor on your part, Mike, to say, here, take care of this extraordinarily important piece of our business. That kind of faith is to be commended, because I'm a control freak, a control enthusiast. But to have you turn that over to Sage, that's big. You have no idea how big that is, or maybe you do.
Yeah.
You must have trained him well.
You know, it's kind of funny. I always tell the story to people. You know, when he was 20 or 21, I didn't really like him. Like, I dreaded him being in my office. And you know, it came to a point where when he was going out to college, going to business school and everything, he was taking classes, and then I said, well, you have to continue to take school classes if you want to run this. And he said, well, they won't let me register. Well, he was on academic suspension. And it didn't really matter to him because he didn't have anything out of pocket. And I just told him, I said, listen, you have to go to school. I'm not paying for it anymore. So you got to make some choices in life right now. And in reality, I think it's that whole tough love thing. When you throw that tough love out there, they've got to make the right decision if they want to prosper. And what was wonderful is he did. And you know, even yesterday, he called me up and kind of got on me a little bit because I took a trailer out in front. And I was hoping that we could unload it, and I didn't get it unloaded. And he got after me. He's like, you know, why'd you take this trailer out? I was like, well, I was hoping to unload it. And he says, well, you didn't put it away. If you want, I'll put it away for you. I'm like, all right.
This is huge. This is what second generation, third generation in this case, you want that kind of ownership, that empowerment, to wag their finger at you a little bit. And that, to me, is a sign of growth, and for you, a sign of real great leadership.
Yes.
Because that's exactly what it takes. Whether it's a son or not, that's great leadership, to say, I trust you with my business on the estimating side, which will make you or break you. Again, congratulations. I did not know that you pivoted to that. So good for you. That gives you more time to mess around, right?
Yeah. Speaking of messing around, we went up to Williams this weekend, and I was gonna talk about just Arizona. You know, a lot of people think they got to go to Europe, and even some friends of mine, we were gonna go ride bicycles over in Europe, but I don't think they take anybody from the United States right now. So we're obviously not going. But so we went up to Williams and camped. And then on the way back, we stopped in Sedona, and I don't know how many people have heard of these places, but there's this place called Devil's Bridge in Sedona. It's just a concrete bridge, so we stopped there. We hiked that real fast. And then coming back, there was Bell's Trail, and it's just kind of east of Sedona, just on the other side of 17. And you walk about 3 miles in a billion-degree desert, and you come to this oasis. It's called the Crack, and it's on Wet Beaver Creek. Like, there are people who go out there, and I had never seen these places. My daughter told me about it and said she wanted to hike. She almost died going there. But we got there, and, like, we have amazing places.
In the state of Arizona.
Just in the state, much
yep.
less all of the United States.
Yep.
When we think about traveling, I mean, we don't have to go anywhere to see amazing places.
You know, that puts a top spin on staycation. You're right. There are I've lived in Arizona 27 years,
mm-hmm.
and there are many, many, many places like that I've yet to visit or see or do. And you don't have to go to Europe. You truly don't. Deb and I have a bucket list. There's only one spot out of the United States. It's in Canada where we're going to visit. But on both of our bucket lists, Europe or anything out of the U.S. is not even on it. There's just too much to see and do here.
Yep.
And again, nice family outing. It was great.
Oh, it was awesome.
Good
everybody Yeah, I don't think we... other than the hike, there was a few problems hiking. Because it's a 3.5 mile hike. And when we started, because we did the Devil's Bridge first, and so we started that hike like 1 in the afternoon, and it was plus 100 degrees.
My heavens.
So it was hot, and it tells you to take 2 gallons of water, take a gallon of water per person.
We'll talk about that more after the break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KVLU.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in this brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Is your air conditioning system ready for the summer heat? This is Russ Clark for my friends at Quick Refrigeration. They have been cooling and heating Yuma since 1955, and they can replace your old and inefficient AC system. Now is the best time to replace your AC system. Special financing is available for up to 60 months. New AC systems are 30 to 40% more energy efficient than those installed just 10 years ago. Bottom line, Quick Refrigeration can keep you cool and save you money. Special financing and reduced energy bills are yours. All you have to do is place a call and request a visit from one of their professional technicians. Start the saving today. Call Quick Refrigeration at 782-3691 or visit getcoolquick.com. Don't wait until your AC system goes down. Call the best in town, Quick Refrigeration.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU Studio. Mike Miller of PhD Plumbing and Restoration. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Miss you. Good morning, you. I miss the energy. When you do your soapbox, it's Mike Miller's just, he's on, and he's going to tell you a story, anything other than, I want to fix your pipes. And we appreciate it, because you do want to do that, but thank you for the energy and the fun and the enthusiasm. It's appreciated and missed.
Well, I think once in a while, I think like 1 out of 5 I talk about fixing somebody's pipe.
Okay, you're probably right, about 20% of the time.
Maybe I mention it in the story.
Maybe you mention the story. If plumbing and restoration, how much of a mix is that for your business on restoration versus regular plumbing stuff? Is it 75-25, 1/3, 2/3?
We do mostly plumbing stuff.
Okay.
And then the restoration, I'd say probably about 25% of what we do. So, but we also do some big commercial jobs, which kind of outweighs that. Service-wise, I'm sure it's probably 50-50, somewhere in that range.
Okay.
If we're talking service. But when we start getting into commercial jobs and you're doing a $400,000 job, you know, that's kind of a skew of, you know, a $5,000 or $10,000 job.
I'm in awe because your team came out to my house and just installed a sink. So you have install a sink guy versus a $400,000, you know, commercial job. So thank you for finding time to come to my house and do that. Did a sensational job, and the extra effort put forth by your team I was impressed. The extra effort, the extra stuff that they did. That they didn't really have to do, because your guy, it was good enough. No, I can do it better, and went to that next level. So thank you for that. Again, if you want that kind of service, 341-9111. I like to say 341-9111, but Mike's got it right. Business is holding up pretty good right about now. Things are solid. Things are good.
I feel like our service department has been a little bit slow, and I think it has to do with maybe having people come in to their homes and stuff. I don't know. I do have my guys are wearing masks. They have gloves. They have booties. Instructed to. I'm not on every job to make sure they are. I did go to a client's house the other day, and I walked up to the door and went to knock on the door, and got my mask. So I had to walk back, got my mask, but then nobody in the home is wearing a mask. So I don't know if they were concerned about it, not concerned about it. I don't know, but I did have my mask on, and I try to make sure I always have that. So
but that's out of respect for other people, the way you do that. That's out of respect for what they're going through, because no one really knows. So thank you for doing that, by the way. Good for you. What else is going on? The kids are going back to school. The house is going crazy. You guys are doing other stuff.
I don't know. Did you happen to notice my... did you see my soapbox from last month?
Yes.
So we did that, and my master bedroom bathroom is demolished, and I got busy. I had a little bit of off time, so I was like, you know what? I'm going to tear my bathroom apart. And so now we're bound down to sticks. It's just all bare studs. I should maybe I'll do my next soapbox in my bathroom for an update of where
it's at. Let's get that done, because again, you have a soapbox coming up for next Thursday. It's Good Morning Yuma, so yeah, we really want to see that one.
Yeah, and remember, this is my house, so it's not on a client schedule. So the client takes precedence over what we're doing at my house. So we stop working on my house. We go work at everybody else's house, and my wife is tolerating it very, very well. I'm very impressed with her.
So it always works out where the plumber's house, the plumbing is kind of lousy. There was a great Jonathan Lyons, the roofer. He did a Facebook post. His own roof was leaking and he couldn't get to it. It was pretty comical. But again, the landscaper guy, his lawn looks the best. So it tracks with what's going on at your house.
Yep. But when I get done, I know that bathroom's going to be amazing. I have it in my head. I can see it.
But I think you do that for clients, too. I think you can see, you know, ahead of what they were looking for, what they want, and just add some expertise to what they want to do with their home. So, again, it's a skill that you guys bring to the party, so thank you for that. Back to estimating and back to that part of the business, Mike, how critical is that to get that right?
Super critical. We're working on one of the subdivisions right now, repricing some of the homes. And then getting the books right is, obviously, if you have your books right, it's way easier to get the pricing right. You can go back and look at it. And so we're going through, and I got a good staff that's working hard. And when you start digging really deep into it, then you start seeing, oh, well, that got put in the wrong place, and that got put in the wrong place. And then you got to start shifting things around, and then you learn from that. And so then the next time you go to reevaluate that, then the books become a little bit better each and every single time. So right now, that's what we're doing. We almost got that all nailed down, and going to reprice that, and we'll see where we end up after that.
And how big is your team? How many employees?
We got about 35 people. So I would say we have probably, and this is me guessing, about 10 of those people doing new construction residential. And then maybe another 10, maybe 15 in the new construction residential, and then another 10 or so doing commercial new construction, and then you probably have about 5 or 6 doing restoration stuff, and then we have three or four, and then we can fluctuate those bouncing back and forth from other crews to help other crews doing plumbing service, so... And those are round numbers, so I'm sure when I get in the office, anybody's listening to this, they're going to be like, those numbers were all wrong.
Well, you're the boss. They're right. They're right today. You were touting for the longest time the inline water heaters. I forget the term.
Tankless.
Tankless water heaters. Walk me through that. Why is that a cool deal? Because you were touting it for quite some time. Are you still doing that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We even changed out the one in my house, and I completely love them. I have mine hooked up to, it has a recirculating pump built in. It's a Renai brand. I don't get paid to say that. Maybe, could we blur that out? No, sorry. It's out.
It's right? out. It's done. Yeah, okay.
Oh, well. So that's what I have. And it's Wi-Fi and a smart water heater. So rather than having the circulating pump running all the time, which is then just circulating cold water when nobody's using it and heating it, I just ask Alexa, ask Renai for hot water, and it turns the circulating pump on, and then it just circulates there when I have hot water when I'm ready to use it, rather than when it thinks I might need it. So it's a pretty cool deal. I love it. I would always have a tankless water heater.
So, but there are savings long-term for a tankless water heater, yes? I mean, I'm not heating 50 gallons of my heating what I need, but there's some benefits to that. I would understand.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
So basically the water heater, it's stagnant. Unless somebody's taking a shower, I know it's stagnant right now. It's not doing anything. It's just sitting there. It's just a box holding some water. And when I want hot water, I open the faucet, and then it heats the water. And I believe they're about 98% efficient, meaning that if I spend a dollar of gas, I get 98 cents of hot water. So that's pretty efficient. You're only losing 2% out.
But when a big hot water heater goes bad, they go bad.
Oh, yeah.
It's ugly.
And here's what's interesting. The new push, though, is over in California, they're pushing away from the gas water heaters, and now they're going to the heat pump water heaters. So it's basically a little air conditioner, and they're using that to heat the water. And they're super high efficiency as well, because the process of how they get the heat. So that's another option for people.
Takes less energy.
Yeah.
But when my water heater went bad, it leaked. It was nasty.
Yes.
It was, why do they leak when they quit? Why don't they just quit and just not leak?
Just have a little alarm that says, hey, by the way, tomorrow I'm not going to be around, so you need to fix me today.
So if my water heater is X number of years old, I should replace it. Is there a magic number? I should just automatically replace it?
Manufacturers guarantee them for 6 years.
So 6 years in a day, it's going to go kaput.
That's what they plan on. And it seemed pretty good for a long time. They seem to be they go through waves. I think it's a manufacturing process. There's periods of times where they seem to last a long time, and then there's periods of time where you just not too long.
So if your water heater is 6 years and a day old, you want to call Mike at PhD 341-9111, because when they go out, the mess in the shed and the garage, holy smokes.
That's one of the reasons we started that restoration division.
I did not know that.
Yeah, people's houses would be flooded, and we'd go there, and somebody else would come and do the restoration. And so it had to do with, number one, new construction, and then also taking care of some of my clients that, you know, were having issues.
Issues like that. So, and that business is going well for you. Congratulations. What else is going on? You talked about the hike up to the Arizona area. What else is happening? Anything else?
Missing Good Morning Yuma.
All the chamber, my entire staff, we're looking forward to the day we get back to Good Morning Yuma's, get back to mixers, get back to Lunch and Learns live in person. We're social creatures, and we feed off each other's energy, and we need some of that Mike Miller energy. So I think we got some of that this morning. I want to appreciate you. We're out of time. Again, Mike Miller, PhD Plumbing and Restoration, 341-9111. Give him a call. Great guy. Again, having you in my home was always a pleasure. You guys were always, you know, clean-cut, polite, courteous, so we want to thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate it, and thank you for having me on the show today. I had a good time.
Been listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. Thanks for listening. Have a great Wednesday, and bye for now. If you ever get annoyed,
the preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program.
All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.